You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
All right, Bob. By the time you and I are together again without a guest, it's going to be 1 o'clock. This is incredible.
That's right. We got back-to-back hour-long guests.
Two of the finest football guests in the free world, I might add. The Hokinator, Dr. Hokenstein, Chris Hoke first, and then the big boy, Mark Cabali, at noon. Hokey, what a man you are. I'm curious, and Happy New Year. I'm curious.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, man. Where you were, who you were watching with, and how are you reacting emotionally during that fourth quarter the other day?
We know it was a lot of fun. Usually I'm sitting in that conference room down at KDKA, right, Pomp, and just all by myself. And there was not a lot of excitement, just me just watching the game and trying to analyze it and think through everything.
That can always
just
be a good television show in and of itself, you know, just sitting there.
Yeah, I'm honestly, I sit there. And Pomp, you never watch me that much, but when you watch me, I'm upstairs. But when I'm downstairs during commercial, I'm walking in circles, getting my steps in like you. I see Pomp Starkey. I watch Pomp at halftime getting his steps, walking up and down the stairs.
Yeah.
We're all doing the same thing.
We sit a lot, right?
We sit a lot.
Yeah, he was just stretching in the hallway here. I caught him. Remember, Bob?
Yeah, I remember.
That's why Pomp looks the way he does, right? Yeah. That's why he is the model.
I'm like that old shoe that the caller called earlier. Need a little resoling.
Yeah, but Sunday night I was with at home, just sitting in my warm, comfortable chair, sitting with my boys, Nate, who was at BYU, he's back there, and then Lincoln, the one who just graduated enrolling in Pitt on Monday. Man, it was crazy. And then my daughter, my 14-year-old daughter, was there watching it with us. She was back and forth, you know. It was incredible, man. I tell you, Starkey, watching that game with my boys, who are lifelong Steeler fans, I mean, they grew up loving the Steelers because I played. And they just carried on. They were going crazy. I had never cheered like that. I don't think ever. They had me jumping up and down and dancing and all that stuff.
That's great, Bob.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, it really was. I mean, the problem we had, you know, we have to go on live after this is all done, and we're running up and down trying to get everything together live. And what happens is, you don't want to take yourself away from the viewing, right? Because if you do, you're going to miss something significant. And in this case, it came right down to that final kick, which was just stunning. I still can't believe he missed it, just because he's been so good at that. But that goes to show you, Chris, those kickers have a unique pressure, don't they? I mean, that's a job that, man, you got to have ice water. You may not be called upon the whole day, and then all of a sudden, with a game on the line, and you have all those people on your sideline who you're representing with your foot.
Yeah,
you got to make it. Yeah. It's hard.
And you better have a good relationship with the rest of the players, because if you miss a kick like that, man, I mean, they're going to hold you to count, you know. And the reality is, you have one job to do, and that's to kick extra points and kick field goals. And, you know, there's a lot of times when we look at those kickers during training camp, right, and we're out on Latrobe. I remember when I was playing, and it was 100-plus heat index, and we were sweating our tails off. And then we'd see the kickers come walking off the field halfway through practice, heading off to the fishing hole, right? And we'd be sitting there busting our tails working. But those kickers made kicks, and it's that's okay as long as you make those big kicks, man. And the pressure is real; it's thick, and that's why those guys are one of 32 people that are in the NFL, right? And at the highest level, because they're the ones that can take the pressure and kick them. And man, listen, I know you don't want to feel bad for the guy because you're a Steeler fan, but you even saw it when Harbaugh was walking into the tunnel, came up behind him. The guy was crying and had his hands on his chin strap on his helmet. And Harbaugh came up and put his arm around him. But it's just, it's a tough one when it comes down to that and you miss that kick. That has become so routine. Yeah. Those 40 to 50 yard kicks now have become so routine. When I was playing, it was like 50-50 over 40 yards. I remember Cowher saying that, 50-50. Now it's routine, 40 to 50.
Yeah, he hadn't missed one of those all season. But you mentioned Harbaugh. What do you think of the big story in the NFL, Hokie, which is the firing of Harbaugh? What's your take?
Well, first of all, I thought, would this have been the same result for us if he would have made that kick? Mm. Would it have been Tomlin who have gotten fired? Or Tomlin said, it's time for a change of voice, a change of direction. I don't know. And luckily, we're not in that situation. And Tomlin did what Tomlin always does. Got us back in the hunt, got us into the playoffs. And so I just think that it's a tough deal, right? I mean, I can see how they would want a change of direction, change of voice. But when you look at, guys, when you look at what Harbaugh has done, I mean, listen, in 18 years, 180, 113, 180 wins, 13-11 in the playoffs, won a Super Bowl, 12 playoff appearances, 6 AFC North titles, and 4 AFC Championship appearances. That's a resume. That's a Hall of Fame resume. And it's tough to get rid of a guy like that. But then I think on the flip side, you think of teams that got rid of Hall of Fame coaches, like the Andy Reid in Philadelphia, and he went to Kansas City and it worked out, and other guys that have done that. And they go somewhere else and they get a fresh start. And I think the Ravens are going to be successful. Let me tell you why. They have a winning formula, and it's very similar to the Steelers' formula. And so I think that the Ravens aren't going anywhere, no matter who comes in.
That's interesting. And I wonder about this next hire down there, who it might be and what they're going to be looking, because obviously Lamar Jackson's a big part of what they do. And he's the guy who you want to ride with. And apparently there was some friction there. So I would imagine they may be looking at an offensive coach somewhere out there who's available. Although, some of these defensive guys have had success as head coaches, not many recently. Do you think they'll go offense or defense in terms of the next guy they hire?
I think, listen, they're going to surprise you. I mean, remember, Harbaugh came in as a special teams coach. He wasn't either. Remember?
Right.
And I found it interesting. You alluded to this in your comments leading up to your question. After the game, they asked Lamar Jackson if he wants Harbaugh back or some kind of question that asked that thing. And he didn't answer. He didn't respond, Pomp. He just said, man, we just lost. You're asking me this question. We just lost. He was not forthcoming. And it, to me, it was telling, because if you really wanted that coach back, you'd say, of course. So to me, without an answer, he answered the question. And you're right. I think there was some friction there. The reality is, you bring an offensive coordinator in, you're going to have to understand that Lamar Jackson is an MVP quarterback, but he's not a pure thrower. He's not like you go out and you get a guy to bring a guy in for Caleb Williams, who's a pure thrower, or you're going to draft a guy. I know Sean Payton went to Denver before Bo Nix got drafted, but you got Bo Nix there now with a guy who can throw the football, and that's what he does. And so you got to find a guy who's unique that can work with both what Lamar Jackson does with his legs when he's healthy and throwing the football. And the Ravens are like the Steelers. Let's run the football, man.
Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion. He is on our YouTube channel right now. You can take a good look at him. There he is, right in between Bob and I. We look like the Brady Bunch up there, Bob, don't we?
That's right.
Which one are you, Joe?
I'm Peter.
Okay.
You're Greg. You're the oldest. And then
I am. I'm the oldest.
And then there's Bobby. All right. Hokie, yes, he knows what it's like to win it all. You can watch us, subscribe to our YouTube channel, get there through 93.7thefan.com or go straight to YouTube. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Hotline brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Do you remember Alice from the Brady Bunch, guys?
Yes.
Was she married? Was she married, Hokie? Do you remember?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Maybe.
I thought she had a boyfriend on the show.
We never saw him.
Limits, can you look up the cast of Brady Bunch?
I don't think she was married. She may have had a boyfriend.
I remember somebody on the show that she'd bring into the house, but that's beside the point, Hokie. What a game it was. What's the number one reason in your mind that the Steelers won this game? Obviously, aside from the missed field goal. What brought them to victory here? And who?
Their ability to dominate on third down, which allowed them to control the time of possession. And to me, that's the story of the game, right? They were 9-for-16 on third down.
Big.
And 56%. That's huge. And that allowed them. We talked all season about the Steelers. They need to improve in time of possession. They need to control the clock. What allows the defense to play better because they're more rested, allows them to dictate what's going to happen in the game. And so really the reality is that they, in the second half, won the time of possession 21 minutes to 9 minutes. That's huge. In a game like this, to be able to keep the Ravens' offense off the field for 21 minutes
for that
in the game.
Was also they had quick strike touchdowns. They didn't need to have. There was like 3-play 71.
No, but in that third quarter though, Pomp, right? They had that three and out, but they had that batted ball by Cam Hayward and interception by T.J. Watt. And really, that was they came out in the second half. And I always say this on the post game show with you, Pomp, that the most important drives are the starting drive in the first quarter and the starting drive in the third quarter. And the Ravens came out and they drove the ball down the field and scored in that first quarter, and really didn't have a touchdown until the fourth quarter. But the Steelers came out at the start of the third and went 10 plays down the field, and scored, and 10-12 allowed them to control the clock, time of possession, converted some big third downs, and that put them on their heels and tied the ball game up. And then they got an interception right after that. And they went down there and they scored a field goal. And so they were up 13-10 before Ravens could really even blink.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Just as a matter of etiquette here, I need to answer that question. Alice, Bob, and Chris, you should have known, was married to Sam the Butcher.
I don't even remember Sam the Butcher.
You don't? Do you, Hokie?
No.
Yeah. Well, I guess he
no, but I love going to a butcher shop, so I would have liked him.
I know you do.
I like going to get meat down the salons.
Throw that raw meat to the defensive guys. Look out.
Hokie, this defensive line, the position closest to your heart is just wrecking people right now. I want to talk about the marvel that is Cam Hayward. I can't believe this, that someone whose body has been through what he's been through is still able to do what he's doing. I'm not sure he's ever played better. Talk about him for a minute.
Well, he works really hard in the offseason. He really trains hard. He takes care of his body. Coach Tomlin talked about yesterday in the press conference how Cam was already there doing rehab, maintenance on his body. So he is very, very thorough in preparing his body each week for the season. Plus, the guy is just a technician. I've talked about this many, many times. Cam Hayward, there's nobody in the NFL that plays better technique than Cam Hayward. He learned that when he was a young guy, and he's carried that on. And now as you get older and you slow down just a little bit, you've got to lean on your understanding of the game, your technique, right? Understanding angles. Football is a game of angles, and football is a game of numbers. understanding when where the numbers are, understanding where they can and can't run the football, understanding if they're going to run the ball to your side, they got it blocked down. All those little things that Cam has learned over the years, just like Aaron Rodgers, right? He doesn't have the speed. He doesn't have the ability athletically that he used to have, but he still can play the game at a high level because he understands the game at a level that very few people do. And Cam's at that level as a defensive tackle. And so that's why he's – and the defensive line, you talked about this. The defensive line played lights out. And listen, I've been pretty critical of these guys, especially Keanu Benton. Keanu Benton tries to make a lot of plays instead of just playing technique. He's making plays, and he needs to continue to work on that because he has a tendency to get back to trying to just get high and try to make plays and get some tangled up a little bit. But he's making a lot of plays. He's playing good technique. These defensive linemen stayed on their feet. That was the biggest thing that stood out to me. I've watched the game three times since Sunday night. And as I've watched this, what I've noticed is they were well prepared. They knew where the ball could go and where the ball couldn't go. You saw very few D linemen that were on, they're on the ground. They were on their feet. They were reading the down blocks. They were reading the reach blocks. They knew where the angles were coming from, how they had to block them in order to get to create leverage. They were beating those blocks cross and face. I was really impressed at their preparation and how they played in this game.
I think that Cam Hayward influence is significant. You know, I really do. Huge. Just by watching. You don't even have to – I'm sure he advises them. They talk. He offers up what he can to make those guys better. But I also think when you start seeing guys run down the field the way those two younger guys have done, you know, making tackles 10, 12, 15 yards down the field, all they have to do is watch 97, and he does it every game. He never gives up on a play because you just don't know how it's going to work.
There's no question that a guy like Cam rubs off on the young fellas. I remember playing, and James Ferrier was that guy that Coach Tomlin would always say to the young fellas, hey, if you want to be in this league for 10-plus years, look what James Ferrier does. Follow James Ferrier. Watch what he does in his preparation, how he takes care of his body, how he practices, how he plays on Sunday. And I guarantee you that Coach Tomlin is saying the same thing to his young D lineman. If you want to be in this NFL for 10, 15 years, do exactly what 97 does, right? And Cam runs the football, not just in the games. He runs the football in practice. So it's second nature. It's just a muscle memory. And that's why he's so good, because he doesn't just show up on Sundays and play, because it would be impossible. He does it every single day in practice. And you're seeing the young fellas now follow suit.
All right, Hokie. What do we have here? I know a great defense in the Texans, but I think an offensive line that's sticking to our topic right now can be had. I think the Steelers can dominate this game up front defensively. What do you see when you watch tape here?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to establish the running game. And there's no question about it. And I know it hasn't been an emphasis for them. They've run effectively. They ran the ball for almost 5 yards a carry against the Ravens last week. But they have to be able to establish the run. If they think they're going to throw the ball 2-1 past the run, they're going to get annihilated, because these guys are going to pin their ears back. They're going to come off the ball. Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. I mean, these two are legitimate bona fide pass rushers, edge rush guys. And so if you don't get them on their heels a little bit and you take the fight to them, they're going to crush Aaron Rodgers. And so to me, you got to get these offensive linemen leaning heavy, coming off the ball, still in some of the grass of the Texans, and establish that physical game. Kind of like they did at times in the Ravens game, not as much as I'd like, but at times.
I was talking mostly about the other side of the ball, though, how Houston's offensive line seems very vulnerable. What do you think of them?
Oh, well, listen, I think that the Steelers, if they play like they played against the Ravens, if they played physical like the Ravens, they're going to have no problem controlling this Texans offensive line. They're not known as a running team. Listen, their offense is 18th in the NFL. It's middle of the road, right? They're number 13 in terms of scoring offense. C.J. Stroud is playing, good football. He's not playing great football, but he's playing good. He's a good manager of the game right now. I think he's still one of the young, up-and-coming great quarterbacks, but not there yet. But I think that they don't have a bona fide running back. Woody Marks has run the ball decent, but not good enough. I mean, 3.6 yards a carry. They thought that Chubb was going to be their guy. He wasn't. So the running game is not incredible. I think the Steelers can get after this offensive line and really shut down this offense if they play like they played against the Ravens.
Who is the biggest guy to worry about on their offense? I mean, the easy answer to me is Nico Collins, but they have that tight end who I think always presents problems matchup-wise in the secondary down the field, and he's not shy about going to Dalton Schultz. I think 80 some catches this year, something of that nature. So is he the big guy, and who has that responsibility?
Well, I think they're going to see, you know, Patrick Queen on him. I think you'll see a little bit of Jalen Ramsey on him. And then you'll go from there. But here's the issue that I see. If they put too much attention on Nico Collins, he has over 1,100 yards receiving this year. And you let Schultz just go, I think the Steelers are going to struggle to cover him. They've got to be on their keys. They can't give up these big, you know, over 30, 40 yard touchdown passes. They can't make those mental errors in a game like this, especially playing against a defense like this. I don't think the Steelers are going to be able to score enough points if they give up like they did against the Ravens, three big chunk touchdowns. So they have got to line up, and they've got to play integrity football across the board. And don't put too much emphasis on Nico Collins, because then you're going to open up the middle of the field, and that's when he'll go to Schultz.
Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.